producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Reminding me of yesterday. You're so stuck on bringing me down. It used to know by now that I'm not sticking around. Let it go.
Seven and a half the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. It's Tuesday, the 22nd of December. Hooray for the first day of winter, or should there be a boo? Boo for the first day of winter? Actually, it sounds rather smug of me to say, but where I am, winter doesn't come. It just stays the same. I happen to be in the studios of our affiliate WMEL in Cocoa Beach, Florida, where it's 74 degrees. Kenny is in San Diego, where it is...
Where it is not 74, 54 this morning.
54,
right now.
Okay, well, that's acceptable under the circumstances.
Yeah.
So we'll celebrate celebration. Do we have some celebration? We have some celebration. Let's celebrate the price of oil. As I'm thinking about all the things that we ought to celebrate today. Jennifer Horn is on assignment on some Christmas chorale thing. I don't know what she's doing. Maybe she'd be around, maybe she won't. Kenny and I are here to work our way into your hearts and minds. How about global oil markets hitting the lowest price since July of 2004? Prices going down further. And I think I said this yesterday. I don't understand what the fear is. The oil company is making a lot of money. It's very good for business. It isn't good for the countries that are oil countries because they like to continue to yence the rest of the world as much as possible. But in order to get any income at all, they have to keep producing. So they're producing, but they don't like what they're making because it isn't instead of a kajillion dollars, they're only making jillions of dollars. So
no.
Let's have a moment of silence for all of the country in the Middle East and elsewhere that are their profits for oil sales are down to a point where they were about 14 years ago. So let's, wait a minute, I'm going to get indigestion. I think here one way or the other. $36.40 a barrel on London's futures exchange. And that would mean that we go as far, the exchanges normally go out about 3 months. This is the price for February oil. $20 oil is possible later next year. So it's 36 now, down to $20 a barrel. Do you realize that what do you know what that means in terms of what the cost of gasoline was when we were kids, Kenny? I will go because I was a kid a little bit earlier than you were a kid. How many people who are listening right now can remember gasoline at 27 cents a gallon, 29 cents a gallon? It's easy for me to go back to. I think the first time I bought gasoline when I was a kid, putting it in my car, I paid 27 cents a gallon for it. Not going to go down that low, but if it goes to $20, the price that you pay at the pump will be about a buck. And
should
so that's
be.
Bad. Yes, exactly, right. So that's bad for business. How? Someone who's in the oil business listening to this program around the world anywhere, help us understand at 888-55. No, that's the wrong number. That's the number for Dr. Ken. 888-304. 368, whatever it is. What the heck's the number? I never can remember it if I'm not looking at it.
888-302-DOUG.
That's it. Thank you.
302-3684.
All right. That's very instructive. Thank you. How come I can't remember my own number? All right. So anyway, an email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. So how much are we on Facebook still sticking with this complete ridiculous rhubarb regarding the Miss Universe contest and what Steve Harvey said or didn't say or did or didn't do? I almost got nauseous yesterday. After, I mean, I was pretty outspoken, I think, when I was on the air. You pretty much knew exactly what I was thinking about that yesterday. After listening to more of this baloney on the air and hearing people talk about how important it was to them. My God, we're at war in the Middle East, and this is more important to you? I don't get where we've gone with our reality quotient here. It doesn't ring as surely. Surely with me, it doesn't resonate. People say, wow, you like Steve Harvey. Yeah, I actually do like Steve Harvey. But even if I didn't like Steve Harvey, I would be thinking that there are far more things to get upset about in the world than this, given what I think, Kenny, was generated on social media. Do we still have a lot of punky remarks on our Facebook?
We have a few more.
Yeah, go ahead.
Marilyn says,
"Give you a chance to rail a little bit."
Marilyn says, "Steve Harvey's apology was gracious. He took the blame. Everybody makes mistakes. Yeah. All three girls will probably get more publicity over this."
I think he did. Yeah, he did a good job of just explaining what the problem was and how it happened. So, okay, what else? Who else is saying something?
Robert says, "How can you confuse Colombia with the Philippines? Seems like Steve couldn't handle the upgrade from Family Feud."
Oh, nonsense. It's pretty easy. There were two cards. He just had, it wasn't anything that it requires a great deal of explanation. He got the cards mixed up. "You're so perfect, sir, that you wouldn't make that?" "Well, I'm not making that kind of money. If I'm making that kind of money, I wouldn't make mistakes." It doesn't make any difference how much money you make. You're still going to make mistakes from time to time. I make mistakes all the time here. And, Kenny, you make mistakes. And all, no matter where you are in life, you're going to make mistakes. So get a life. Forget about it. What is that about? Forget about it. Okay. Tim Cook from Apple has been explaining some things. Kenny, give us a little background on the Tim is sort of heir apparent. In a manner of speaking, he's done a good job, I think, with Apple. Hasn't he done a good job? Do you think he's done a good job?
I think so, yeah.
Jobs died? So
yeah,
what's the latest wrinkle here?
He was on 60 Minutes this weekend talking about, there's been so much conversation about terrorism and encryption, and he was addressing that, how that might be affecting or might be on your phones and that kind of thing.
All right. So here he is explaining it fairly well. For those of you who, again, are worried about this sort of thing, we can worry about, you can spend all your life worrying about something. So if you're worried about that, let's see if we can put it to rest.
Here's the situation is, on your smartphone today, on your iPhone, there's likely health information, there's financial information, there are intimate conversations with your family or your coworkers, there's probably business secrets, and you should have the ability to protect it. And the only way we know how to do that is to encrypt it. Why is that? It's because if there's a way to get in, then somebody will find the way in. There have been people that suggest that we should have a back door. But the reality is, if you put a back door in, that back door is for everybody, for good guys and bad guys.
But does the government have a point in which they say, if we have good reason to believe in that information, is evidence of criminal conduct or national security behavior?
Well, if the government lays a proper warrant on us today, then we will give the specific information that is requested, because we have to by law. In the case of encrypted communication, we don't have it to give. And so if, like, your iMessages are encrypted, we don't have access to those.
Okay, but help me understand how you get to the government's dilemma.
I don't believe that the trade-off here is privacy versus security. National security. I think that's an overly simplistic view. We're America. We should have both.
Please stand, raise your right hand.
Thank you. He said it all. The government's job isn't to, well, maybe their job, the job of folks at Apple, is not to help the government run. It's to do, if the government requests or requires it, then they have to comply. But I thought that was pretty interesting. 888-302-3684. Here's an application of this. Some of you may know that the state of California, or at least power grids in California, have found cyber attackers hacking into, apparently, Kennedy, they opened a pathway into the power grid there and maybe elsewhere in America. Reporters were told the other day that a group already has access to passwords and engineering drawings of a lot of power plants. So this is not directly related to what Tim Cook said, but it is something. This is a way for us to understand that these things, whether it's electricity, whether it's the banking system, whether it's government, whether it's your medical records, whatever it is, all of these things are open to hackers. And the Wall Street Journal says that the Iranians are responsible for some of this. They got into some of the electric grids, I think, a couple of years ago. So whether it's Daesh that's involved in this, whether it's the Russians, not likely that the Russians are doing this now. They seem to be on a different level or on a different plane. The Chinese, you could suspect them. I don't know that it makes a whole lot of difference who the hacker is. The point is that we've become so dependent, and that was in part what Cook was addressing, so dependent on the economies of scale that come from using computers to run things, that we have now become, not only us, anywhere in the world, because everything's running off the same kind of a computer system, are vulnerable. How do you like that? That's why I don't do any business like this online. That's maybe a word to the wise from our perspective to you. 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Right now at Kohl's, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Spend under $100 and take an extra 15% off. Use it on top of great gift sale prices, like 60 to 70% off fine jewelry, 15% off fragrance gift sets, and everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Plus, now you can buy online, pick up in store. Kohl's is now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Some exclusions apply. Hours may vary by location. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
These moments are the gifts that last forever. And right now at Guitar Center, with the season's best deals on the very best selection of gear, it's not too late to get them their favorite gift this year. Our expert team of musicians will help you find the right instrument or pick up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose. Guitars, drums, digital pianos, DJ gear, accessories, and more. Music is a gift like no other. And right now at Guitar Center, it's yours to give. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobile and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobile?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful.
Because it's Christmas
and
week,
since we've no place to go,
and since we've no place to go,
let it snow.
Kinds of Christmas tunes that I like, the secular stuff. Michael Bublé has come a long way in that department. Meredith and I are traveling sort of around the eastern part of the country. We started on Friday at home and traveled down through Pennsylvania and into the Carolinas and over into Tennessee on Sunday, and then came over to Atlanta and then down here to Melbourne last night. The last time I was in this studio was when you guys all had your fun with me on April Fool's. Remember that year ago, April Fool's? That was the last time I was here. All right. So anyway, it's appropriate. We've been listening to Christmas music. I really like the secular Christmas music. And Bublé has done a great job of the usual list. I'm amazed, frankly. Meredith has tons of CDs of Christmas music from everybody, Whitney Houston on up and down. But pretty much, Kenny, everybody, because you have the sounds of Christmas.com, every major star, no matter whether it's country, whether it's adult contemporary, rock, it's amazing. Who did we find the other day who had a... I was shocked. A Christmas, but was it yesterday or the day before? Some real rocker had a Christmas tune on your list, the top 10 list of Christmas, sounds of Christmas.com.
Well, there was Conan O'Brien.
No. This was somebody who's a real rocker that had a Christmas song, and we heard from him. I don't have my list in front of me. But anyway, the point that I'm making is that there are so many Christmas tunes around. You can have a lot of fun just kind of messing around. If you don't believe in Christmas in terms of religiosity, believe in it because of the fun music that's associated with Santa Claus. How about that? The 25 past the hour mark has been reached here on the Good Day program. Not only do we have music in this portion of each hour, but during this hour of the program, I like to make reference to some of the TV shows that are fun. And because Steve Harvey has been getting in the neck so much the last couple of days, I decided that we ought to just focus on a joke from him. Here he's working. He has a midday talk program on television after he does his morning radio show. And he's joking here with an audience member about what to do with a sloppy relative at dinner in the holiday season.
I have noticed when I host Christmas dinner, my sloppy sister-in-law will eat and drop food on the floor instead of picking it up, she'll get up, walk away, step on it, just to ground it into my wood, and she's double dipping in my appetizers and my dips. And Steve, how can I get through this holiday? What can I do?
Have you thought about serving different types of stuff for sloppy people?
Yeah, I don't know what to serve. You know,
celery
we got
sticks.
French onion dip.
Listen to me. Celery sticks, you ain't never seen celery on the floor. Because
yeah.
See, once you bite less celery, all that don't go in your mouth is on the strands. Serve celery sticks to sloppy people.
Okay.
Radishes. Celery and radishes.
Okay.
Asparagus tips.
Sure.
Just little stuff. And let them go home.
Yeah. By the way, again, with a reference to Steve Harvey and the announcement that Miss Columbia had won Miss Universe, he tweeted, "I feel terrible," and having to correct himself. And so that's, again, as I said, that's enough. On to the next thing. Our Christmas video of the day today is called A Christmas Twist. Here's a piece. You got to see the video, these three ladies, and how this is all approached. But here's a little of the audio, so it will intrigue you. Check it all out at DougStephan.com. Does it matter what you eat, when, breakfast for dinner, or vice versa? Dr. Chambers on call has the answer to that right now here on Good Day.
This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without that dreaded copay. In the news, food goes daypart agnostic. Say what? If you're anything like me, you're saying to yourself, what the heck does daypart agnostic mean? And why is it messing with my food? Well, food going daypart agnostic means that you can basically eat whatever you want when you want it, and there's no judgment. Meaning, salad for breakfast, knock yourself out. Breakfast for dinner, why not? Unless it's the Grand Slam at Denny's. That shouldn't even be breakfast. That shouldn't be on your menu at all. Does it matter what you eat when? Probably not. Many Asian cultures enjoy soup and broiled fish for breakfast. What does matter is getting a balanced diet with fruits, vegetables, and grains, no matter what time of the day you eat them. Unless you're sleeping alone, not sure eating lots of veggies and grains before bed is a great idea. So, daypart agnostic eating, I say go for it, as long as it's not a grand sum of calories at every meal. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business, no time, holidays busy, pack stuff, ship stuff, help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
I'm relaxed, loosened up, tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples, make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our
Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Three after the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program for Tuesday, December 22nd. Celebrate hello, hooray maybe. Hooray for who celebrates winter? Well, the people in Florida do because all the snowbirds come down here. This portion of the program brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, the best place to catch all the nail-biting action with wall-to-wall TVs, countless taps, and ultimate football-watching food. Your fantasy season may be down the drain, but who cares? You're football rich. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly. Whenever I look at my pal John Harper, who runs WMEL, I think, please drink responsibly.
I do. Why would you think that?
When I come to town, it's time for a drink, right?
That's right. That's right, yeah.
The last time, I was just reminiscing, I should wait until McFadden gets here. The last time I was here, it was at your expense, or maybe, no, it was actually my expense. It was April Fool's a year ago, and it was a year ago. Yeah, it was. Was it a year ago or 2 years ago? I'm trying to remember now.
It was 2 years ago.
I think it was 2 years ago. Yeah, it was. And Meredith and I had, we were here, and Richie had cooked up something, I forget what it was, with Bill Bennett. And then we left here. We had a flat tire about 40 miles up the road and spent the rest of the day fiddling around with that. So it was a memorable day here at WMEL land for us.
Well, it was the day from hell for you with that flat tire on the side of I-95. That was kind of scary.
We have video of that, too, somewhere in the Doug TV world, yeah. All right, so I want to talk to you about SpaceX. John has been a broadcaster all of his, since he was able to put on diapers, he's been a broadcaster. Pretty much like that. One of the reasons we're friends is because we have so much in common in terms of having done this forever and wanting to do it forever. Because it does get into your blood, and it's a lot of fun. John's done a great job here. This radio station has expanded tremendously. So where it was basically sort of a county radio station before for this area, or the Space Coast, Cocoa, Melbourne, where Kennedy Center, Space Center is, that sort of thing. Now you have a new signal at 1060 that goes all the way up to Jacksonville, all the way down to Palm Beach, and you have expanded your footprint or your earprint greatly.
Yeah, we're really thrilled about that, Doug. Also, we get into Orlando, like a downtown local local station in Orlando. So it's pretty cool with all of the counties that we now serve.
And one of the things that people here locally are most interested in, and I dare say nationally and maybe internationally, is the sort of new private side of the space business. Cape Kennedy, right up the street. Matter of fact, later today, because Meredith's never been there, I want to go over and see either with your auspices or Mr. Honeycutt, or get into just go. It's a fascinating place. People want to come down here to go to Disney World. Bah, humbug on that. Don't go to Disney World. Go to Disney World, but bring your children over to see the Space Center. It's fascinating and such a great tribute to all of, even though these boobs in Congress and the politicians have gutted the program, they're sort of now getting back to it, but it's private as much as public. So there was a launch last night. Tell us about it.
Well, speaking of a great tribute to American ingenuity, last night was a historic launch in the fact that the first stage of the SpaceX rocket landed back at the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station. And that was really cool, seeing that come down.
They tried a couple of times to make that work, and it hasn't quite worked yet. So this is the first time it actually worked.
They tried it on a barge a couple of times off the coast of Jacksonville, I believe. It just didn't work, hit too hard or whatever happened. But last night they had success, and the first stage came back intact.
So what does that mean for the program? What does that mean for workers in this area? What does that mean generally for those who are interested in maybe catching the first flight?
We're really thrilled here, Doug, over, I'm going to sound like a Chamber of Commerce now, but with what is happening in the space program. The space program is coming back. 2016 should be tremendous. NASA had a great boost in their budget. It got approved, amazingly enough. We're shocked about that. Something like $90 billion. And within 2 years, we're going to be sending astronauts back to the International Space Station right from the Space Coast.
Well, don't you think there's a part of the buzz to this that doesn't get a lot of publicity is the fear that we're ruining the planet, and part of the behind-the-scenes negotiating or discussion of why we go back to the space program is literally how are we going to get ourselves off of the planet now that we've ruined it or in the process of ruining it, and can we really go to Mars? The next step after going to the International Space Station, supposedly it was in 2021, there would be a trip to the moon, and then after that, was it 2030? It seemed to me there was plans to go to Mars, right?
Actually, even sooner than that, I believe we're looking at 2016, if I'm not mistaken.
To go to the moon?
I'm sorry, not 2016, 2018. To go to the moon, and then Mars just a year or two after that. So by 2020.
So by 2020, people would be launched out of here to go back to the moon and then to Mars. That must give the people who live here kind of a chill, doesn't it?
Well, it's exciting. Everybody is thrilled about it, that the space program is coming back. Construction is starting to go crazy. Home sales here on the Space Coast are, what I've been told, some of the best in the nation as far as new and used homes. Their selling prices are going crazy. It's back, and employment is coming up, and I've been told by a lot of people as recently as just last week that 2016, come January, look out for the construction.
It's good for business at WMEL.
Absolutely. Good for everybody. Yeah.
Okay, so which one of the jillionaires is SpaceX? Is that Musk?
Yeah,
Musk. It's Musk, right?
Yeah, Elon Musk.
Right. He's the car guy. He started PayPal, though.
Yeah, that's where I guess he made his money from, that PayPal stuff.
Right. And so, but Branson's in on it. Is it Bezos? Which one? There's another. There are a couple of other these people from Apple and Amazon.
Bezos, Jeff Bezos. Several companies are now in the mix, but also the Boeings of the world are still here, and they have been approved to send astronauts back into space. They're one of the two companies, them and SpaceX, and there will be others to follow.
Boeing, Lockheed Martin. I remember during the height of it, when I used to come down here, I think over the course of Jay Honeycutt running, for the benefit of, I mentioned Jay's name, not to be a name dropper, Jay and I became friends. He listened to your radio station, and he heard me 20 years ago, or maybe more than that, I had been invited to go over to the Houston Space Center. And I went over there, and I did my broadcast from there, and Honeycutt was listening. And he called you to find me.
Yeah.
And he said, when he first got to me, he says, what do you get all excited about going to Houston? There's nothing going on there. You got to come see us. So it was the beginning of a great friendship, which still exists today. And one of the things that was most wonderful about it was the access that we had, to the launches. Whenever there was a launch when we were on the air, I always was first in line, and it was very nice to, sitting here watching that, listening, the whole thing. You've seen it how many times?
Countless times since the early 90s, yeah.
But it's still fast. It's still thrilling, isn't it?
We love it, and it never grows old, and it's just a magnificent thing to see these rockets launch from here, one of the few places in the world where you can see that, and it's just kind of cool.
Yeah. So there were 6,000 people working here at that time. I remember when Jay found the first astronauts. That was his first job, and then he was the director of the shuttle program, and then he was the director of the center, the space center here, before he retired. And I remember at one point we'd go around. Remember when I used to take astronaut Mike? I used to take Jay and astronaut Mike and go to schools around the country and do programs because the kids were fascinated. It was great bringing an astronaut into the school and have him talk with the kids about that. And he was a great guy. But I remember wandering around. I had to put on a white outfit to go into the areas where they were working on the shuttles at the time. And I know there were at least 6,000 people who were working at the time for that particular part of the program. They were all gone. They all got, in the end of the shuttle program, they were all gone. So those people will, if they stuck around here, they had jobs doing other things, that likely they'll get some sort of a similar job back again.
Many, Doug, are being hired back. Many have moved on to other jobs, other parts of the country. They retired or whatever. But many of those 6,000 workers are coming back. Many new ones are being hired. And the workforce is going to be bigger than the shuttle program.
Okay. So then what's next here in terms of whether it's SpaceX or whoever? You know what the launch schedule is. How frequently are they going to do it? Who else is actually on the schedule besides SpaceX? What other things are going to happen here in the near term?
Well, NASA still has rockets going up, and they have Lockheed Martin do that for them. A lot of military satellites are being launched into space. Last night was, I believe, a series of GPS satellites that were launched last night.
One of the things that's so fascinating, people don't realize how much stuff there is up in space. Is there, you realize?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's a traffic jam up there, and they actually have a department that handles the traffic.
Yeah, and there's so much junk that's up there. I remember when we went. What was the name of the movie with Sandra Bullock and was it? That wasn't Galaxy, Clooney. What was that movie?
Gravity.
I know the one you mean.
Gravity, that's it. Thank you, Kenny. Yeah, Gravity. So, and the whole premise was that they get hit by a bunch of space junk that was up there, and it's not far-fetched either.
No, many times the International Space Station has to do a maneuver because they can see this junk coming, and they have to maneuver to a higher or lower altitude to get out of the way. That's very common.
Isn't that? Most people don't know that.
Yeah.
Fascinating. John, thank you for your friendship and having me down here to use the studio. And it's good to have the update on SpaceX. Sort of fascinating reality. And you're at the heart of it. So I wish you certainly well here. And the space program is something that has been. What I ought to do, if we can figure out, maybe keep tabs, you and I keep tabs, next couple of months, if there's a launch in the morning when we're on the air, can we get over there, do you think?
Absolutely. Won't be a problem at all.
All right, let's do that. Let's plan on doing that, because I'd like to do a launch over there sometime. They more often than not do them at night, though, now, don't they?
Actually, Doug, it's all across the board. Day, night, 3 a.m. in the morning, there's no rhyme or reason. Well, there is a rhyme and reason. It all has to do with the coordinates of hooking up with the International Space Station.
Right, yeah. All right, but there's nothing. People who've been listening to you for a long, long time, you've had me. How many? I've been on your radio station, it seems like forever.
It's been, I believe, 20 years.
All right. So over the course of 20 years, we've seen a lot of this stuff go on, and it almost came to the point where it seemed like, ah, well, it's just another launch. But now, because there's been a hiatus, now there's more interest in it, and maybe the fact that it's being run by the private sector brings some more attention to it, too, do you think?
Great interest again, Doug, and you're right, because there was a hiatus. That interest is coming back. People are discovering it like for the first time. So it's exciting, and people are loving it, and we are too here, both as a radio station and being able to provide the, as I call it, the play-by-play coverage, and also just being able to be a part of the space scene here on the Space Coast.
You know, it's I'm getting a little I'm now somewhat nostalgic as you talk about me being here for 20 years up and down the coast. A couple of great radio stations, WTTB down in Vero Beach, and you, Vero Beach, I've been on there, I think, 18 years, and here now for 20. And I'm thinking about some of the other stations. Florida has been one of those spots for me over the years on Good Day that seems to have... it's a welcoming feeling that I get when I'm seriously. I mean, I have spent a lot of time, as you know, my folks had a place in Palm Beach, and for years and years, and I did mornings down on a radio station back in the dark ages in Palm Beach. I was just trying to think of how many other stations beside you and TTB and Vero Beach actually even paying attention to the stuff that's going on here. What a great service.
I don't think there are many, but you're right. It is a great service. We love being able to provide it, Doug. Yeah.
And yeah, and the fact that one of the things that used to be really a problem, I remember when I was a kid, you probably remember it too, the boss said, don't talk about the other stations. Don't talk about the... Well, the reality is that you have a good cooperative relationship with Davis, who's down there running the station. Jim Davis, a great guy. And I feel good about being connected to the two of you, actually.
Yeah, it's a good relationship. We've gotten along well over the years, and I enjoy it. So it's fun, and no problems whatsoever.
Okay, so for the visualization department, Meredith, if you're listening, I'm sitting in a chair, and there's a cat on my back here. You have how many cats in the station?
That's Mel the cat, Melvin, or actually her real name is Melvina.
Yeah.
And she's roaming around here. We have Rocky the cat, and we have Sheena, Queen of the Jungle.
So this cat just came into the studio. It's a big black cat. And Kenny, you visualize this. I'm sitting on sort of on the edge of a higher chair, and the cat jumps up in the back of me. She's between the back of the chair and my back. It's just a big midnight-looking cat. It's just, okay. I mean, can we get her, if Jennifer were here, does she purr? How much does she purr? She doesn't purr much, right? Let me see if she hold on. Does she? Yeah, she's walking around the console here like she owned the place. Imagine if Charlotte, do you remember when, if I had brought Charlotte in here with these cats?
Yeah.
That would have been a shame. Oh, my God. All right, so we better pause for a moment here. It's a 50, where are we? At 49 past the hour. This is Good Day.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for InTheNews.tv. Need the gift of beauty this holiday? Beauty expert Rebecca George partnered with brands to help create go-to ideas. Rebecca, what fragrance should we look for this season?
Elizabeth Taylor, White Diamond Luster is a sheer floral fragrance that evokes femininity. Like Elizabeth Taylor, it's iconic and timelessly glamorous. Notes of juicy mandarin and pear topped with Elizabeth Taylor's favorite flower, the narcissus, make this a must-have fragrance. Find it at Macy's.
What about skin and lip care?
For skin, I like the Body Shop Oils of Life Intensely Revitalized skincare range. They contain a blend of cold-pressed seed oils, black cumin, camellia, and rosehip, known for their antioxidants and moisturizing fatty acids. Find this at the Body Shop nationwide. And try new ChapStick Total Hydration 100% Natural. It's made up of 100% natural ingredients like argan oil and natural butters. Offers two advanced formulas, fresh citrus and soothing vanilla, to help combat signs of aging for more youthful-looking lips.
How about grooming care for men and women?
For men, check out American Crew. Their latest liquid wax styles like a wax, but applies like a liquid. Perfect for dapper hairstyles at holiday parties. Also, the American Crew Holiday Dop Kit makes a great gift. Visit AmericanCrew.com or your local salon. And for women, give your hair a spa-like treatment at home. Look for the Marc Anthony True Professional Conditioning Deep Treatment Sachets. They help by making your hair more hydrated, soft, and healthier. At Walgreens nationwide for only $2.99, so great stocking stuffers.
Thanks, Rebecca. For more, visit InTheNews.tv.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans. And the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Past the hour, Tech Talk time now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. As we look ahead, let's see, Greg is still suffering with that. Man, there's nothing worse than having a back problem, a back that's dislocated. So with tribute to him and his ability from time to time to get himself to a microphone, but that doesn't mean today. There are other things that I can talk about and Kenny can talk about that have to do with consumer technology. Amazon's in the news. You all heard the story from Tim Cook, hopefully earlier, and you may have watched and read the reviews of the 60 Minutes interview he did referring to national security and privacy and those who have a backdoor key to encrypted devices, who's getting in, the warning that I passed along earlier today. This is a dangerous time. How do you make the best of it, I guess, is the reality. And the best of it is to have use some common sense and don't put everything on your computer where people can get at it. If you're going to do things, have a couple of different computers. That's what I do. I have one that has no access to the outside world. I do a lot of my record keeping, that sort of thing, on a computer, a laptop that I just take with me to my accountant's office. You know, that's a, why do you have to have it on a computer that's tied to the internet? That's, you're just asking for it, as far as I'm concerned. I think that's a real problem. Anyway, there's a number of things going on here that we'll check into that will affect you in terms of consumer technology up next here on Good Day.
These moments are the gifts that last forever. And right now at Guitar Center, with the season's best deals on the very best selection of gear, it's not too late to get them their favorite gift this year. Our expert team of musicians will help you find the right instrument or pick up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose. Guitars, drums, digital pianos, DJ gear, accessories, and more. Music is a gift like no other. And right now at Guitar Center, it's yours to give. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
There may have never been a roaring 20s if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Okay, so Amazon has added a streaming feature for new shows. Viewers will be able to enjoy a number of exclusive program options next year. There's a new comedy. These people are really going Amazon, Netflix. One Mississippi is a new show produced by Louis C.K. And this Sacha Baron Cohen. So should I figure this is going to be either a comedy or a real adult show? Kenny?
Probably both.
Really? Well, see, there's no one of the things that people like about this is there's no government interference. You can, you know, you watch whatever you want to.
Right.
And there's no regulation on it, which means the language may be a little saucy, maybe there'll be a little nudity, that kind of stuff. But hello, we're adults, are we not? If you want to put that on regular TV, nope, can't do that. Microsoft has rolled out a countdown sale, which runs through the first week of January to attract you and other shoppers with discounts on movies, games, other applications. Sale features daily and weekly offers on downloads from the Xbox Store. Xbox is just a Microsoft product, is it not? That's it?
I think so.
Yeah. FDA, tech wearables with health and medical functions have become popular since the Fitbit and Apple Watch have been released. Medical companies are hoping to use the technology to develop treatments for serious illnesses. So the FDA is getting in on the act. It's hiring positions related to digital health to prepare for an expected increase in companies seeking regulatory approval for wearable healthcare devices. Why do you have to have FDA approval to put a watch on? That's really...
Well, it depends what the health aspects of it are, if they're trying to give you medical advice through that device.
I give out medical advice. The FDA doesn't approve of my program. They probably wouldn't approve of some of the medical advice that I give out either. Visa, MasterCard, among the credit card companies innovating new payment technologies that will let you swap out a credit card for a smart device, like a key fob, a ring, watch, or car system. Watch for that.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.